Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now, worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Gigi Mack was born in small town of Porcupine, Ontario, nestled beside a lake of the same name just east of Timmins. She went to a small public school where she was introduced to reading, writing, and arithmetic. Her grade A's public school teacher, Frank, frequently remarked, always at the end of the cow's tail, meaning she was always last in line. After many years of hard work, she moved to Ottawa Valley. And with her second publication, Gigi is no longer the last in place. Now she is a bit closer to the cow. Frank, she hopes you are watching or listening from up there. After a few years of raising her two children, she returned to school and began writing poetry. Now she writes books for children. This one is called Beyond the Next Horizon. Beyond the Next Horizon is a collection of 10 poems written to resonate with a reader. Whether young or old, this poem gives you the sense of familiarity as may resemble situations in your life, some meant to tickle you, your funny bone, and show that glass is always half full. Others remind you that everyone has life is never ending cycle. And when one door closes, one opens almost immediately. In the end, this book highlights the fact that there can be a rainbow beyond the next horizon.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host, and yes, one of the producers of the Lizzie T Radio Show and TV show. Don't forget, we are on YouTube, and if you're interested in being part of the Lizzie T on our YouTube channel, well, you have to contact us. The email is radio@lizt.ca. Very easy, radio@lizt.ca. So we did hear a little bit of the intro already. You did hear also the amazing biography by our guest today. And I'm not going to keep you waiting. We did our intro already. We talked about our sponsors. We talked about our music. And we're going to get to the nitty-gritty today. This is, by the way, a pre-recorded show. So unfortunately, today you cannot call in to ask questions because it's not a live show, but it's okay. We'll have the link of the show on all of my social media. I'm talking Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. And if you would like to leave your comments and questions on our social media or send it to me directly, I am so happy to forward it to our guests because there is links for you to be able to follow her and be able to ask questions. And perhaps if you're interested in doing some more activity with this lady, I am so happy to be able to support that. And this is really what we hear about. We are here to network and to show all the amazing amazing things that you're capable of doing in this beautiful world. So without further ado, let's introduce and let's welcome, her name is Gigi, as you have seen on our pictures on our social media, and let's all give her a wonderful, wonderful round of applause. Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, Gigi, to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, and you too?
Yes, I'm doing fantastic, especially now that we are talking and we are going to get to the nitty-gritty. We're going to be talking about your life. Before me asking you about your career, your writing career, I want to know the person. I want to know who Gigi is. Is she married? Does she have kids? Does she what she loves to do for fun?
Okay. Gigi has two grown children, and Gigi has seven grandchildren.
Wow.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it just went that way that I just never did marry. That's the way it went.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong. But you are, and you are pretty busy. Seven grandchildren. My goodness, this is awesome, and you have a lot of time in your hands to dedicate that. I wonder if they fight. I want grandma.
Oh, most of my grandchildren are grown by now.
Awesome. So you've gone through that already. You've
yes.
gone through that, yeah.
Yes, most of it, yes.
And what do you like to do for fun?
Well, I play cards with the seniors here. I volunteer at the RCF wing.
And how about your favorite drink? What you love to drink?
Diet Pepsi.
Awesome. It's funny because every time I ask a question, I always think I'm going to get a universal answer. I figure 90% of the population's got to drink wine or the water or the lemon water or the tea. But every single time I'm doing, I've been doing this show for a while now. We're talking 3 years. I get an answer every time. I've heard different types of teas. I've heard things that I've never even fathomed that existed. And I am going to be completely honest with you, I've never heard Diet Coke. I've heard Coke, but I've never heard Diet Pepsi, rather. So let's get started. You are an amazing woman, retired, and here you are, beautiful, writing poetry. Where that all got started? Did you always wanted to write poetry? Was it something that you had within you? You loved to write poems, and here we are. We have a whole bunch of poems, and let's turn this into a book. How that all got started?
Well, I did like poetry. We didn't learn very much about poetry in public school. Maybe the class wrote one together. And then later on, when I went to the adult high school to continue to get my grade 12, because I only made it to grade 10, like I wanted to get my grade 12, so I got back into the adult high school. And, my English teacher started teaching poetry, and I really took to it, and she really liked what I had out there.
That's incredible. That's incredible. I love those stories, Gigi, especially for people that didn't have a chance to finish their complete education. And later on in life, they don't think, oh, I can't do it, I'm too old, it's too late. They go back, and some of them, you know, become, nurses and physiotherapist, and look at you. You're writing portrait, and you are good at it. The fact is, the proof is in the pudding. Here you are writing a book. Where that all came about when you thought, my poems are good. I love writing, and people love to read it. Why shouldn't I turn this into a book? Or was it somebody in the family, perhaps, somebody that say, Gigi, why don't you turn this into a book? And you thought, nah. So what was the truth about all this?
Well, I really wanted to get writing poetry books while I was living up in Timmins, which was where I was born. And I couldn't, I didn't know where to get in touch with people until many, many years later, and I got the internet. And I found out where the publicists were, and I phoned them, and I took a lot of my poetry and I put it in a book, and thus we have my book.
Well, congratulations. That deserves an applause because stories. So what was the reaction, Gigi, from friends and family and thinking, oh, come on, Gigi, you're retired. What are you doing, giving yourself more work? Why don't you just keep playing cards with your friend? The process, and I have talked to many, many writers, Gigi, around the world, and everybody says the process of writing the book is the easy part, or pulling it together, or getting the editor, but just to be able to get it out there, that's the hardest part. What was the reaction of your family, question number one, families and friends, and how was the process by actually getting the books published?
Well, most of my family and friends are very supportive, I have to say, and a lot of them, you know, they'll take the book and show it to other people, so I'll sell books through friends, you know? And, yeah, I phoned around for publishers, and I found this publisher in Toronto. We got it going on. Like, you know, I at first it was my own cheesy illustrations, and I looked at them, and I said to my publicist, Jessica, I said, no, I don't want these. And she wouldn't let it go, you know. She found somebody online for me, a little Romanian girl.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, she started illustrating for me.
I have to say, anybody that comes from a Pawn Star book or any of the companies that Jessica Alex had, I highly respect. And anything that she sends to me, they're number one for me. She's very hardworking. She gives 150% to their clients. And there's so many publishing companies out there, but I find when you get somebody that really works with you and for you instead of taking advantage, I think I give them huge, huge congratulations, and my hat goes out to them because it takes a lot to work on behalf of the customer instead of taking advantage, and I think that's great. And I know that she could be a little pushy, but everything that she does is just incredible, incredible. So you have worked one book already, or maybe a couple. How many do you have in the book?
This is my second book.
Wow.
My first book, I went with a different publisher out west, and I wasn't 100% satisfied. I was getting, you know, what I paid for. So I shopped around, and I found Jessica through a friend. And, yeah, she does. She gives 150%, 200%, you know. And she's just a great, great person. And
yes, very, very happy with her. And I recommend her everywhere, by the way, guys. If you're listening right now, a shout-out to Victorine Publishing, Upon a Star Book, Children's Book. Jessica Alec is the best. So what would you say, Gigi, that could be your recommendations for people that are writing poetry? And one of the things that I find, to write a novel, to write mystery, to write children's book, yeah, it could be, it's not as difficult. To find poetry, sometimes you have to find that specific genre. What would you say your genre is?
But I did start writing novels myself.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the poetry wins out in the long run, you know, because children, you can, like, it's children's books.
Mm-hmm.
And you can write and write and write for children, and it, you know, the cup, it just never gets full. You
mm-hmm.
know, you can just keep writing for them, and this is what I love. And I'm up in the middle of the night, and I'm thinking, no, I want that verse to go this way or that way, and I get up out of my bed, could be 2:30, 3:30 in the morning, and I write it down the way I want it, because, you know, I love poetry, and like, I just don't want to stop writing.
Good for you. Good for you, Gigi. And I find that poetry is difficult. It's not one of the easiest things. It's like you said, when it comes down to children, the cup is never full of poetry. It has its challenge. Some people, like yourself, have the gift to do this type of thing, and other people don't. And good for you that you're able to do that. Gigi, I need to cut for one word of my sponsor, and I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Hello, hello, and I'm back, everyone. We do have awards of our sponsors. Thank you so much for all of the sponsors, and this is phenomenal. Without you, this show could not be possible. We are talking right now with Gigi. She is an amazing author. She's retired. You can tell she's a very beautiful young lady, and she's here not wasting her time, not just playing cards, not just socializing, but she is doing something amazing, you know, just publishing book, publishing portrait book, and I find that just phenomenal to be able to give back, in a sense, to her community, to friends, to family, to the world. Thanks to the internet, people can is able to get her book from here to Canada, from to all over the world. So that is my next question, Gigi. For people that are listening to us, and this show is worldwide, we have people listening to us all over the world, in Australia, in South America, Europe. Where can people get your book?
Well, right now, at this moment, they would have to go to the publicist's site, which is www.uponastar.ca.
Awesome, awesome. So I will have the links, everyone. There is a radio button on my social media right now, although this show is pre-recorded. So we recorded a couple of days ago, and we will have the links. There's a picture of beautiful Gigi, and right underneath there is a link for Upon Starbucks with Jessica Alex, so you can order the book right in there. And take advantage. One of the other things I love to ask my guests, Gigi, is for people that are listening to us right now from the other side of the world, and they're wondering, wow, I want to write portrait. I want to do that. But I don't know how. Could you share a couple of secrets with my audience?
Well, maybe if you could, like, get into a course, you know, such as I did, an English course, or if you could find a place on the internet that teaches it, those two places would probably be pretty good.
Awesome. And it's true. You know, right now the world is in our fingertips, literally. People can Google things. They can sign up for courses online. They can go to a community center and learn. And the same way you had the affinity to learn so quickly and be good at it, you know, somebody else on the other side of the world that would think that it's unachievable or very difficult, and could not be difficult at all if you put your mind to it. It's like anything, right, Gigi? It's like anything in life that you put your heart to it and you put your, you know, you do a little bit of work, obviously, you're able to get a good work and you're able to get a finished product. Now, one of the things that I find interesting with poetry is that when I read poetry, I love the ones that rhyme. And is that one of the things? Do you find difficult rhyming when you read in poetry?
No, not at all. Not at all. I love rhyming. That's my thing. That is one thing I do well. Maybe, you know, I'm not going to be a lot like a lot of people that can do this and that well, but I do rhyming well. You know, that's me.
That is awesome. That is fantastic. Do you have a big author or a big name in mind that you aspire to be like, Gigi?
Not as far as poetry, but I do like J.K. Rowling. I do.
Okay. Awesome, yeah. Awesome. And one of the other authors that I remember, you know, for children, that does a little bit of rhyming, Rubber Munch, in some of his books, and they're hilarious.
Oh, I love
and,
him.
Yes,
I love
yes.
Him.
Yes, it's phenomenal. It's a lot of fun, a lot of fun. So when you were able to publish your very first book, and you actually had the book in your hand, and now you're going on your second. So this feeling is probably, oh, I know what this is like. What was the feeling of accomplishment, and what did you feel when this was actually done and you had the product in your hand? What was the feeling on that?
It's the greatest feeling in the world. Like, you know, I used to think when I was a child I'd like to be a great singer or an actress or something, but when I started writing books, I just believe there's nothing that compares to being an author. Nothing.
It's so true, and I think I find that answer throughout all the authors that I've interviewed for the last 3 years. Everybody tells me exactly the same thing, just to be able to have a cover book, not just the stuff on the computer, but just a final copy, something concrete in your hand. It's just the greatest feeling of all, such a feeling of accomplishment, and you're proud, right? Because you are proud of something that came from you, and you're able to have it right in your hand and share with the world. And thanks to the internet now, with Amazon and Kobo and Noble, you can get copies to people that, you know, you wouldn't even think, especially people in all over, all the other side of the world. So this is fantastic. This is fantastic. So what would you like to say, Gigi, for the future? And this is the theme of the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, contact info, which you've done, all that good stuff. Anything new? What are you planning for your future? What sky is the limit. I mean, look at you. You're retired and you're writing books. And I'd love to find out if you have big plans for the future. Perhaps, I don't know, running your own workshops and teaching people how to write poetry, writing a sequel or a novel. I mean, I don't know. What are the plans for the future?
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
I have stacks of poems put away. There is possibly maybe another book or so in the future. Depending on how well this one does. Because yes, I would like to get selling and you know, get my overhead back. You know?
Obviously.
I would like to, like, if I can make some extra money, contribute to, you know, different places. Like, there are places in the world that need clean water and so on and so forth. And including Canada, the native people need, you know?
It's true.
They need clean water and things, you know? So I would like to contribute both abroad and maybe at home.
Good for you. And look at you, you keep going, you keep giving. And that surprised me, Gigi, the most out of everything that we've talked about here, because a lot of authors, they're, I don't want to say that they're selfish, but obviously the end result is to be able to profit from the book. Very few, and some, and I notice that more now, they're thinking, I want to do this book so I can give back. And clean water, it is one of the most amazing thing that people can do. Is we're in Canada, and you're right, all over the world, but we do have the Native community that is in need that you would believe it. It's hard to think that we live here in Canada and we have such a need with the Native population, and I know exactly what you're saying, so good for you. I mean, oh my goodness, you deserve another applause. This is great. So if we are able to, any author out there is able to give a portion, doesn't matter how much it is, to clean water. I just had a friend that went to Africa. All costs, it was on her own. She had to put money together. She did a drive, and she was able to go to Africa, and she came back, and that's the thing that she wants to do, be able to give clean water to the population, to the children of the city that she visited, and that's great that you want to do that. That's phenomenal. Well, Gigi, I believe it or not, we are starting to run out of time. It's been great to speaking to you. I mean, you are such an accomplished person. You've lived your life. You've had your kids. You've raised your grandkids, and here you are giving back and writing, which is a beautiful way, and poems. And not only that, you want to keep giving to the population, you know, let's get clean water in the world, which is a need, a huge need. and this is great. Any last word?
For anybody buying my book, though, and please, you know, check me out. Check this book out. I'm writing for, right now, this book is about children going through loss and change, you know, and I'm trying to instill the old-fashioned values, like having the children give of themselves in this book. And it's a great thing for children to see and read and take take it in, you know.
Absolutely, and one of the things that is very, very important is for kids to learn that it's not all about them, right? It's not all about them. There are other people, other children in the world, and especially for us in North America, Canadian, we have so much and we take so much for granted. And so if you're doing your part, giving the kids a little bit of, there's a light in the tunnel. It's not all about you. You're doing your part. You're doing great. Well, this has been great. I hope everyone has taken a little bit of all this information here. Please, please, please check out our book. The website is right underneath here. No worries, I will get in touch with Jessica if there's a website or a fan page. Definitely the link for the book will be on all of my social media, and I am expecting for all of you to contribute, because this book is not just to profit, it's to help out other people in the world, which is highly needed. So thank you so much, Gigi. This has been great, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, my very pleasure. And that was, everyone, Gigi with the book,
Beyond the Next Horizon.
I have it right here. With the book, Beyond the Next Horizon, and is published by Upon Star Books. I will have the link.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts, to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467, or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Just ain't long enough. We both love one another, and we share one heart. And if we had forever and a day, forever, 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 just ain't long enough.
Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Me, 'cause we can run. hiciste salir de ahí, humectado con tu cuerpo hasta sentirme lubricado. Me pone loco la forma en que me haces el amor, me trastorna tus besos, me trastorna tu calor. Devoro tus brazos, tu columna vertebral, me bebo tus besos, tu sexo, dulzura, tu
resucitación.
La caída del telón, subiendo tu cuerpo en plena función, frotándome así las ganas, tira tu cama, tomándote mis brazos, cobijándome en tu abrazo, bueno, lo siento fuerte y pleno, ey, ¿cómo lo sientes tú? Si sientes algo nuevo, enciende este animal de luz, cariño, locura de amor, termina la obra y cae el telón.
El alma se encuentra sin saber, eterna búsqueda de la dualidad. Espejos reflejados.
Un tibio beso, esta noche me estremezco. Me estremezco en la humedad de tu pasión. Busco calor, me aferro. Entro en las profundidades del amor. Camino y subo a la pelota. Miro tu boca, la que lentamente se va desplazando. Una noche me bastó para quedarme dentro de ti. Nuestra comedia dibujada en solo una noche inesperada. Besos y caricias, besos y caricias. Son dos cuerpos enlazados. Esta noche recién ha comenzado.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birch-Mohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you. More time for your family.
Place.
the clouds.